At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we honor the entrepreneurial spirit. But if you've ever started a new business, you know the challenges are many. It seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. Did you know that 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify? That's because Shopify makes it quick and easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand. Backed with AI tools, they also accelerate content creation, such as product descriptions, page headlines, and product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Pushing to the Front by Orison Swett Marden, published in 1911. The great difference between those who succeed and those who fail does not consist in the amount of work done by each, but in the amount of intelligent work. Many people who fail most ignominiously actually do enough to achieve grand success, but they labor haphazardly, building up with one hand only to tear down with another. They do not grasp circumstances and change them to opportunities. They have no faculty of turning honest defeats into telling victories. With ability enough and time in abundance, they are forever throwing back and forth an empty shuttle, and the real web of life is never woven. If you ask such a person to state their aim and purpose in life, they will say, "I hardly know yet what I am best suited for, but I believe in hard work. I am determined to dig early and late all my life, and I know I shall come across something, either gold, silver, or at least iron." I say most emphatically no. Would an intelligent person dig up a whole continent to find its veins of silver and gold? The woman or man who is forever looking about to see what they can find never finds anything. If we look for nothing in particular, we find just that and no more. We find what we seek with all our heart. The bee is not the only insect that visits the flower, but it is the only one that carries honey away. It matters not how rich the materials we have gleaned from the years of our study and toil in youth, if we go out into life with no well-defined idea of our future work, there is no happy conjunction of circumstances that will arrange them into an imposing structure and give it magnificent proportions. As Elizabeth Stuart Phelps Ward once said, "What an immense power over the life is the power of possessing distinct aims. The voice, the dress, the look, the very motions of a person define and refine when they begin to live for a reason. It is said that the wind never blows fair for the sailor who knows not to what port they are bound." Or in the words of Carlyle, "The weakest living creature, by concentrating their powers on a single object, can accomplish something, whereas the strongest, by dispersing their powers over many, may fail to accomplish anything. The drop, by continually falling, bores its passage through the hardest rock, while the hasty torrent rushes over it, with hideous uproar and leaves no trace behind. The woman and man who knows one thing and can do it better than anybody else, even if it only be the art of raising turnips, receives the crown they merit. They raise the best turnips by reason of concentrating all their energy to that end. They are a benefactor to the race and are recognized as such. If a salamander be cut in two, the front part will run forward and the other backward. Such is the progress of those who divide their purpose. Success is jealous of scattered energies. No one can pursue a worthy object steadily and persistently with all the powers of their mind and yet make their life a failure. The giants of the human race have been people of concentration, who have struck sledgehammer blows in one place until they have accomplished their purpose. The successful individuals of today are those with one overmastering idea, one unwavering aim. One unwavering aim, men and women of single and intense purpose. The poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge possessed marvelous powers of mind, but he had no definite purpose. He lived in an atmosphere of mental dissipation. He lived in an atmosphere of mental dissipation, which consumed his energy, exhausted his stamina, and his life in many respects was a miserable failure. He lived in dreams and died in reverie. He was continually forming plans and resolutions. He was continually forming plans and resolutions, but to the day of his death, they remain simply resolutions and plans. They remain simply resolutions and plans. He was always just going to do something, but never did. He was always just going to do something, but never did. So don't dilly-dally with your purpose. Many people fail to become great individuals by splitting themselves into several small ones, choosing to be an acceptable jack of all trades, rather than an unrivaled specialist. Every great person has become great, every successful person has succeeded, in proportion as they have confined their powers to one particular channel. Few can get a child who is learning to walk to fix their eyes on any object. They will generally navigate to that point without falling. But distract their attention, and down they go. As a rule, what the heart longs for, the head and hands may attain. The currents of knowledge, of wealth, of success, are as certain and fixed as the tides of the sea. In all great successes, we can trace the power of concentration, riveting every faculty upon one unwavering aim, perseverance in spite of every difficulty, and the courage which enables us to withstand all trials, disappointments, and temptations. Definiteness of aim is a characteristic of all true art. The greatest painter is not the one who crowds the greatest number of ideas upon a single canvas, giving all the figures equal prominence, the genuine artist is the one who makes the greatest variety express the greatest unity. The genuine artist is the one who makes the greatest variety express the greatest unity. express the greatest unity, who develops a leading idea in the central figure and makes all the subordinate figures lights and shades, point to that center and find expression there. Likewise, in every well-balanced life, no matter how versatile in ability or how broad in culture, there is one grand central purpose in which all subordinate powers of soul are brought to a focus and where they will find it expression. In nature, we see no waste of energy, nothing left to chance. Every leaf, every flower, every crystal, every atom even, has a purpose stamped upon it, which unmistakably points to the crowning summit of all creation, the human individual. We often are told to aim high, but we must aim at what we would hit. A general purpose is not enough. The arrow shot from the bow does not wander around to see what it can hit on its way, but flies straight to the mark. The magnetic needle does not point to all the lights in the heavens to see which it likes best. The sun may dazzle, the meteor may beckon, the stars may twinkle to it and try to win its affections. But the needle, true to its instinct, and with a finger that never errs in sunshine or storm, points steadily to the North Star. For while all the other stars must travel with untiring motion around their great centers through all the ages, the North Star alone, distant beyond human comprehension, moves with stately sweep on its circuit of more than 25,000 years.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.